It's a logical assumption that hatred, far left, far right, political, religious, economic, or paranoid, moved the person or persons who today committed this combined act of murder and national sabotage. There is in this country, and there has been for too long, an ominous and sickening popularity of hatred. The body of the president lying at this moment in Washington is the thundering testimonial of what hatred comes to and the revolting excesses it perpetrates. Hatred is self-generating, contagious. It feeds upon itself and explodes into violence. It is no inexplicable phenomenon that there are pockets of hatred in our country. Areas and communities where the disease is permitted or encouraged or given status by those who can and do influence others. You and I have heard in recent months someone say those Kennedys ought to be shot. A well-known national magazine recently carried an article saying Chief Justice Warren should be hanged. In its own defense, it said it was only joking. But the left has been equally bad. Tonight, it might be the hope and the resolve of all of us that we've heard the last of this kind of talk, jocular or serious, for the result is tragically the same.